A recently enacted law corrects a mistake made by the Defense Department. It's changed the designation of veterans who received disability lump sum payments, so they're no longer taxed. For details, Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu spoke with Tom Moore of the National Veterans Legal Services Program.
We were involved with a lawsuit against the DOD for service members suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and we ended up settling with the Department of Justice in 2011. As a result of that, approximately 1,000 veterans had their records corrected to reflect that they should have been medically retired rather than medically separated with the disability severance pay. So as a result of that, the DOD had to calculate if these veterans were going to receive any retroactive retired pay, but after taking into account the consideration of the amount of severance pay that they had previously received. So we had to review their records to determine what these payments should be to kind of make sure that the Defense Finance and Accounting Service were making correct payments. And so it's when we were reviewing these records, we realized that for these these service members with combat disabilities, that in looking at their pay records, we realized that the military was withholding taxes from these service members where they shouldn't have. And we realized it wasn't just a handful, that it was really a systemic problem across the board, that they were doing it for every service member with combat-related disabilities.
Right. So in other words, in the smaller population that you were looking at, it affected everyone, which told you it was probably affecting everyone who ever got these payments.
Pretty much. And that led us to do some research. So we looked online and we found various informal information papers, some going back to the year 2000, some in the year 2011. And it was basically information papers telling service members, hey, your entire severance pay is tax-free, but the DFAS computer has not been programmed to stop taxes from being taken out. So if you want to get that money back that we shouldn't have taken in the first place, here's what you need to do. You either need to contact DFAS by December 31st of the year that you were separated, or if you miss that window, then you have to file an amended tax return with the IRS. And so we realized that there were these efforts to informally notify veterans. So clearly there was a systemic problem if they felt the need to have to do this informal notification to warn them about the problems with their tax system.
I obviously can't ask you to speak on behalf of the department, but do we know anything about why they don't seem to have done anything to fix this problem if they knew about it?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, through our work, we see a lot of errors made by federal agencies that are detrimental to veterans, but most of the errors we see are agency interpretations or conclusions that we may disagree with because we think that they violate statutory laws or agency regulations. But this issue was different. This was just an egregious violation in which the government recognized that they were violating the law but failed to do anything about it for decades. And we've even seen internal DFAS messages from, I think it was 2008, where they recognize that because of their Defense Joint Military Pay System, disability severance pay will automatically be taxed. So I don't know why this continued to go on. I mean, frankly, it's an issue that's a bit in the weeds, so it may have been hard for advocates or veterans to realize this was going on. But clearly, someone within DFAS knew this was going on. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made these informal steps to notify service members of these hoops they had to jump through to get that money back that shouldn't have been taken out in the first place.
Yeah, one of the reasons I asked the question is because there's no obvious nefarious motive here, because it's not like this money was getting funneled off to pay for some particular DOD program. It was just going into the general treasury of the U.S. government.
Exactly. It wasn't even going into the DOD coffers. It was just being transferred over to the Treasury Department. So, right.
Right. As far as we know, what's the total universe of affected veterans? And is DOD still at this moment improperly withholding these taxes?
As far as whether the DOD is still improperly withholding taxes, we don't know for certain. We know in 2014 that the DOD informed us that 37 service members had their taxes wrongfully withheld. We think that the systemic problem, for the most part, may have been addressed somewhere between 2012 and 2014, but we're not exactly sure. And as far as the number of service members impacted, that's been a tricky question because we really needed to know the impact to try to get legislators on board. They wanted to know what is the universe of impacted. And so really it's based on several estimates. We know from the Army the number of Army soldiers that were separated with combat-related disabilities between 1991 and 2013. That was 14,292. Then we used information from a GAO report on Marines who were medically separated between 2001 and 2007 to use that percentage to estimate the total number of Marines, because we really focused on the Army and the Marines. We know that there are members of the Air Force and the Navy who also have combat-related disabilities, but we thought that that number would not be as significant as the Army and the Marine Corps. So since it was an estimate, that's what our focus was. And so we estimated there were a total of about 17,000 service members who were impacted. And then based on my interviews with veterans, about 20% of the veterans I spoke with actually did find out that their taxes had been wrongfully withheld and took measures to get them back. So we took that total 17,000, multiplied that by 80% to get us the universe of people that were affected. But then the other estimate was the amount. And so we just took an estimate of severance pay that the veterans we've assisted received, and we found that the average was $22,600. And so we used all of these estimates to come up with our total estimate of the impact being approximately $78 million. But again, that's based on a lot of estimates for the number as well as the values of severance pay received.
Right. And as far as the amount of improperly withheld taxes from those payments, I mean, on an individual basis, and I'm sure that varies by the amount of what their payment was in the first place. But the folks who have recovered what was improperly withheld, what have those amounts tended to be? What kind of range are we talking about?
One of the service members actually had received a disability severance pay of about $90,000 total. And so that when you have to consider that the amounts withheld for taxes ranged from 25% to 28%. So it's a significant amount that's being withheld from them, especially when Congress had meant that these combat-related disabled veterans should receive the full amount to help them with that transition from military life to civilian life.
Right. So as you said a moment ago, you've done a lot of legwork on your own to figure out how big the problem is, but the department has to do that itself under this legislation that the president just signed. What else is encompassed in that legislation as far as remediating this problem?
Yeah, so like you said, they are required to go back to January 1991 and identify everyone who had combat-related disabilities and should have received tax-free disability severance pay. Then they're supposed to notify all of those individuals and let them know that they now have a year to file an amended tax return with the IRS. Normally, you have to file an amended tax return within 3 years of the error. And that's why there was really no recourse for most of these veterans since they were separated so long ago. But through the legislation, they'll be permitted a year to file an amended tax return, and the IRS will waive that 3-year limitation. So all of them will have the opportunity to file an amended tax return if they so desire.
Got it. Okay. And are you guys or anyone else offering some tax assistance services to folks who may not have the wherewithal to file that amended return on their own?
We don't have anything set up so far, but that is one of the goals we want to do for 2017 is try to figure out what type of organizations and other entities would be able to offer their services, because it is a complicated process, especially when you're reaching back as many years as some of these veterans are going to be required to do. But we do hope to be able to assist those veterans if we can.
That's Tom Moore, Program Manager of the Lawyers Serving Warriors Project at the National Veterans Legal Services Program, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Find more details about the bill and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com.